The Got Something to Say podcast is brought to you by South Bend International Airport. When it's time, they'll get you there. South Bend International Airport. Fly SBN.com.
Welcome to Got Something to Say with Johnny Reinhart, highlighting the people and events making the news and making a difference on News Talk Sports 94.9 WSJM.
Welcome to the show. I'm Johnny Reinhart. Got Something to Say is brought to you by United Federal Credit Union. We get you. And I am very excited to be talking with Allie Knapp, the school leader of the Bridge Academy of Southwest Michigan. Allie, good to see you. It's been a little bit, but you are the school leader. So I love that title. I mean, you are leading the bridge. I don't know.
Leading the bridge. Yeah. Happy to be that, to be in that role. Yeah. So my job is to kind of lead staff and lead students and make sure our vision is being executed well for students and families in Southwest Michigan.
And I feel like you're the perfect person for that job. I mean, I'm just going to say that from my experience of talking with you and just the knowledge that I have of Bridge Academy is pretty good. But for people that may not know anything about Bridge Academy of Southwest Michigan, it's new to them, or maybe they think it might be a good fit for them. Tell me a little bit about what Bridge Academy of Southwest Michigan is all about.
Sure. So really, it's in our name. We exist to bridge the gap between education and employment and for Southwest Michigan youth. We serve students 9th through 12th grades who are looking for kind of a no-nonsense, flexible option to complete their high school diploma. And we know that diploma is step one on a long journey of a career. Mm-hmm. So we want to make sure that a student not only has a pathway to meaningful employment, but really a passion that connects. So what better way than to complete that diploma with the support of staff around them, and then also a vocational pathway to work towards success and really fulfillment in their life moving forward.
Absolutely. And you mentioned the 9th to 12th, but tell me a little bit more about who you serve and then what you do with as far as all this for the Bridge Academy. How does that all work?
Yeah, so really we're serving all students who are interested in, again, that flexible approach to education. Yeah. Our curriculum is entirely online, but we are not a virtual school. We are very much a brick and mortar facility, mm-hmm. and we have a staff that's really warm and welcoming and really believe in serving the whole person, not just the academic aspects of a student. So any student that's interested in having supportive staff come around them, help any barriers they might have to education, the reality is, life is hard, and it was hard before COVID, but especially now. These are challenging times, and not all students fit the mold of a traditional approach to education, class every day, 5 days a week. And we want to create flexible options for students to complete their online diploma with that personal heart-to-heart connection with our staff. And then again, also putting in those vocational trainings and services and really finding out what makes them tick and help them to be successful long-term.
Absolutely. And, you know, we were talking about this before we even started about, you know, many adults from this past year have looked at, you know, how flexible their, you know, their workplaces may be and having some work from home or some do hybrid or things like that. But we know that it sometimes doesn't always work for everyone. And, you know, and some students may have struggled with having the, you know, strictly work from home or strictly school from home or in person or anything. So that flexibility, I think, is a great word for that not only students can think about, but also in the workplace as well. So as far as brick and mortar, where is the Bridge Academy located?
So we're located within the Michigan Works One-Stop Service Center at 499 West Main Street in Benton Harbor. We have kind of a full service. We have classrooms. We have kind of a community area. We serve meals every day. So students can have that experience of that in-person connection. And again, that's where you can receive a lot of those wraparound barrier removal services as well as vocational trainings. So it helps to have that personal connection mm-hmm. when the world is so virtual. And we certainly have those virtual options if a student, if it works best for them, that they want to work entirely remotely, they can. But, you know, I think we've all learned in the past 14 months or so that nothing quite compares to people. Right. And screens are great and they serve a purpose. And certainly our world is shifting that way. But our hybrid approach to education allows for, again, flexibility to be able to do what you need to do to graduate and move towards a meaningful career, but also make sure your whole self is being taken care of. So for students in that 9 to 12 range that are looking for those additional pieces of support, that's what Bridge Academy is here to provide.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I think many of us students and people that are adults that have they're getting zoomed out is the term that you hear a lot.
And yeah, that is accurate.
I actually was able to see coworkers the other day and hadn't seen them for a year. And it was just a very fulfilling thing. So that human connection is something that we still, I think, is great for everybody. And like you said, flexibility is important. So if someone is maybe listening and says, this sounds like a great fit for me, how do I enroll myself or enroll my child in Bridge Academy of Southwest Michigan?
Yeah, so this is timely. So June 1, our new website is going to launch. It's bridgeacademyswm.org, and that will launch June 1st. And actually, students can enroll right there on our homepage. So we make it pretty easy for students and families to, first of all, kind of see what we're about. Our website's pretty comprehensive and kind of explaining the story of Bridge Academy of Southwest Michigan, kind of how we came to be and what we do and what our goals are and really what our mission and values are and how we work together to help students, again, bridge that gap to employment and education. So the best way is website. You can also call at 269-927-1064, extension 1400 to get more information. There are staff in the office currently. Our current program is running virtually at this point, but we do have some staff in-house if that would be a better option. So students can enroll right there on the website and get those documents taken care of and then reserve your spot for fall. Our first day of school in the fall is August 30th, which is only 102 days away. I have a countdown on my desk. So doesn't feel like it's anytime soon, but we know how the calendar tends to turn on us. So it's important to reserve that spot early. Mm-hmm. So we can help to get to know you, and then excited to serve students come fall.
Now, is there as far as necessary documents that we would need to bring? Is that something you can find all of that information when the website launches June 1 to find all the stuff that, you know, what I need to know before I go and bring with me so that I can do that? And also, is there any sort of assessment, like, because I know you talked about flexibility and things like that. Is there any sort of assessment to see, you know, what is going to work for that specific individual?
Yeah, so we'll always do an assessment test when students enroll, pretty typical fall and spring assessment, really to see where we're starting off from, mm-hmm. and then to see how we can help you in the future. So we know we have that Michigan Merit curriculum that we're gonna hit together through our Edgenuity online curriculum, but we also want to see what learning gaps you might have and really show that we're an individualized program that's really designed to help you succeed or help students succeed. And so with that, we want to just get a real clear picture of where a student is starting from and then what ways we can help to kind of close those gaps if there are any, and then say, hey, you have a really strong strength in a certain area that might lead to a vocational track you might be interested in based on this knowledge and skill set that you already have. So really gleaning off a student's interests and their abilities, but then also knowing that the sky's the limit and that we have the staff around students to help get them wherever they want to go. So in terms of the enrollment procedure, we need immunization record, birth certificate, a proof of residency, so a utility bill or another piece of mail, and then your student transcript. Mm-hmm. And then if the student is under 18, a parent or guardian to help sign off on those necessary documents. But our staff can help work you through all of those pieces. Most important thing is just to reserve your spot. Yeah. We have some flexibility on time to get those necessary documents in, and we can actually help get those documents if they're missing for you. Mm-hmm. But we really want to make sure that students don't miss out on the chance to be a part of Bridge Academy of Southwest Michigan. So enrollment is crucial. Nice to enjoy your summer knowing that you know where you're headed in the fall. That's what we're hoping to promote today.
Absolutely. And much like any other school, this is something that, like, say you move to the area or you realize this is a better flexible option for a student, maybe even halfway through the year. This is something that obviously is still available to them. But like you said, that enrollment of starting and putting those 102 days away of
right.
August, that is something they need to be mindful of. But this gives them time to not only think about that stuff, but yeah, if they are maybe new to the area, this is also an option they can explore, right?
Exactly. Yeah. And this is a big decision. It's a big decision who you're going to trust to help you get your education. And I think the Bridge Academy of Southwest Michigan understands that and really honors the totality of how serious this trust level is. So we want students and families to feel comfortable and confident in us and how we can work together to get students across the finish line and to get them into meaningful work experiences. So we want to make sure that everyone feels comfortable with us. And so that gives us this time throughout the summer to make sure we're talking to community and people like you, Johnny, to help kind of spread the word that we're open and ready to serve students who may want a flexible option.
Absolutely. And I think they've got the perfect school leader to be able to do that with you, Allie, with the Bridge Academy.
Thank you.
And again, that website, like you said, not it's under construction.
Right.
Much like your home office is under
That's
construction.
Right.
but it's under construction at the moment. So if they go there right now, it may not be available. But June 1, they will be able to explore all of that stuff. So, Allie, give me that website one more time.
BridgeAcademySWM.org. So mark your calendars for June 1. That website will launch. You can kind of get a glimpse of who we are and what we do and how we can serve students. And then again, you can enroll right from there. The enroll button is prevalent on the website, so you can't miss it. We try to make it as simple as possible. And that's a 24/7 access. So our enrollment period actually runs from June 1 to June 30. We're going to be accepting applications. And if we were to hit our limit at that point, we wouldn't be able to accept anymore, and there'd be a wait list and potentially a random selection drawing if necessary. So it's important to make sure we capitalize on getting those applications in to not miss your chance in being a part of the Bridge Academy.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much, Allie Knapp from the Bridge Academy of Southwest Michigan. Thank you so much for everything you do as the school leader and everybody at the Bridge Academy, the great work that they do. And thank you for taking some time to chat with me today.
Yeah, thanks, Johnny. Always good to be here.
Got Something to Say with Johnny Reinhart, highlighting the people and events making the news and making a difference on News Talk Sports, 94.9 WSJM. Have something to say? Email letstalk@wsjm.com.